the cypress. Anything that comes along and drifts upon the beach, you cut it up and burn it.
And the thing you would lay the wood across.
Yeah.
What do you call those things?
Well, we had andirons in the fireplace. Okay. And in the stove, I'm trying to think of the terminology we used there. Well, it wasn't a griddle, something very close to that, though. That's been so long ago, I've forgotten the terminology we used there.
What did you call the thing that the smoke goes up?
That's a chimney.
Mm-hmm. And what about when you're in your stove, did you have something that connected the stove to the chimney?
Yeah, sure did.
What do you call it?
Stove to the chimney. We had a stove pipe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever use the term flue for that? Or
yeah, that's it. The flue, though, is the part where the stovepipe fits into. That's the flue. Mm-hmm. The flue is, you have usually built from the ground up, outside of the building, a brick, like a chimney, with a opening through the middle, and you hook your stovepipe into that. Mm-hmm. Or in some places, they used to put a piece of tin. That's all they use there, you know. That's before they knew about asbestos, I guess.
The open place there in front of the fireplace.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What you call that?
Well, I call it a hearth. Wife calls it a hearth. Mm-hmm. It's just according to where you're from.
Mm-hmm. And the black stuff that would form up on the chimney, what you call that?
I call it a smut. Mm-hmm. And some people call it soot. Mm-hmm. But smut is our word.
And what about the things that were left when the fire burned down?
Oh. Okay, cinders. Okay, this one. Ashes. Cinders if you use coal. And clinkers, too. We had some coal once in a while, but we used that and it formed clinkers and cinders.
And what about the thing that would be above the fireplace that you would
put? Oh, yeah,
the mantle. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me about some of the... I'll
tell
you what,
I'll
get you the drawer, kind of a rough sketch of your present home.
Yes, glad to. Okay, we live on the water, on the bay, about, let's say, 25 yards. Our house is an L-shaped construction. And the other day you came by and knocked on the door. We don't use the front door at all. We use the side door to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And that's how we get in the place. We have a kitchen, which is rather large, because it contains also a washing machine and dryer and deep freezer. And we have a place that you can eat if you want to in the kitchen. It has a counter, a couple of stools, and all this. We have a microwave oven, which we can prepare food in a hurry because we do all work now. And we have a sink and a countertop and an electric stove and a refrigerator in the kitchen. From there, you go into the living and dining area. We have a oval-shaped table that you can put leaves in, make it large if you want to. We have a couch in there, and we have two odd chairs. And then we have a fireplace. We like fireplaces in there. And behind the fireplace is a den. This is where I have my desk and do other work in there. Then we have a sun porch. It's called this because it's on the west side of the house and we have windows there. We keep plants in there. We keep a lot of plants in there. Plus a TV set with a couch and some more rustic type furniture out there. And then we go back from this area to where the bedrooms. The first room is not really a bedroom, it's a storage room. Mm-hmm. We store a lot of things in there, junk mainly. Mm-hmm. Then we have a master bedroom. This is where my wife and I sleep.